Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The sin that sent humans to hell is only one sin: the sin of denying Jesus Christ as Savior. That is the sin that leads to death. Apart from that, if you see your brother sinning any other sin, you can ask God, Lord, this guy has been lying all his life. This guy has been fornicating all his life. This guy has been doing drugs all his life. But I want you to give him life. Says that if you see your brother sin a sin, the condition is that it should not be that sin of denying Jesus as Savior. Because sometimes you look around, you see that many people are sinning various sins: wickedness, greed, cheating, grabbing things for themselves. I mean, wicked things, being wicked to the poor people and stuff like that, deceiving people and things like that. When you see it, you can do something, because the life in you is contagious, much more contagious than the death of Adam. Hallelujah. So you can ask God, give so and so life, and the Bible says that God will do it. Hallelujah. In other words, God will get the person born again. Because you have said, Lord, the life that is inside of me is so much for me, and I want you to give this person your life, eternal life. I want this person to be born again. I want him to have eternal life, because I know he has been fornicating all this time, since the time we were in secondary school. I know he has been doing drugs all this time. He has been a rebellious person all this time. But Lord, once he has not denied Jesus Christ, I want you to impart your life to this person. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how powerful the Creator's life that raised Jesus from the dead is like. Hallelujah. And we have to know what we have in order to what? Bless people with it. Because that life, the first time it was manifest, it blessed many saints. They rose up from the dead and they appeared in Jerusalem. Not only Jesus, but many other people also. So that is the characteristics of Creator's power. And that power is inside of us. Ladies and gentlemen, life is so contagious. In the kingdom system, you can write it down. In the kingdom system, life can be imparted. In the law, in the religious order, it is death that can be imparted. In the law, in the religious order in general, leprosy was contagious. So if somebody was leprous, the person was deemed spiritually unclean. If he touches you, you become unclean. But in the kingdom system of Jesus Christ, it is not like that. You can, as Jesus did, touch the leprous person, and his leprosy, his uncleanness is not passed on to you. Rather, your life is passed on to this person, because Jesus's death, or his life I should say, is more powerful, much more than the death of Adam. And we shouldn't equate them. We shouldn't equate them. Hallelujah. It's wrong to equate them. It is just like some people try to equate God with Satan, that they are two, you know, God, Satan. And sometimes we think that Satan is as powerful as God. You know, Sometimes we look at God, omnipotent, God can do, he's almighty God and all that. And then we think that the devil is also almighty, all-knowing, and he's like God. No, the devil was created by God as an angel. He is a creature of God. He is not in his class. God is up there, supreme. He alone is supreme. The devil's power is not like God's power. I'll say it again. The devil's power is not to be equated to God's power. God's power is supreme. God's life is supreme. The death of the devil is lower. Hallelujah. One angel alone is able to take the devil, bind him, and put him in the bottomless pit, and limit him for 1,000 years. Not God, an angel. Don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is not as powerful as God. The sin of Adam is not as powerful as the righteousness of Jesus, which you have. Life is more contagious than death. Sometimes you wonder, say, hey, how powerful death is. Look, one man, he sinned in the garden and all of humanity died. How much more the second Adam, that one man who died on the cross, his life is much more. 5 times 5 is the number of grace. By grace, 5 times God says that his life, the life of Jesus, is much more than the death of Adam and the effect of the death of Adam. God's love is more powerful than the devil's hatred. God's love is more overwhelming than whatever thing that the devil can do. He can throw his best shot. It is just like a 2-year-old person trying to beat you. You see, you are grown, maybe 35 years. And then a 2-year-old person, I mean, hardly able to stand on his feet, and then he is hitting your legs. That's how it is. It can't compare. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. It is because the life that believers have is so contagious. That is why, if you read in the book of Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says that the blessing that God gave to Paul and Silas when they were thrown in the Philippi jail, the Bible says that once at midnight they were praising God and they were praying, there was an earthquake. And when the earthquake came, it didn't free just Paul and Silas who were in chains. It freed all the prisoners who were there. Everybody. All the criminals. Those who were murderers, they were free. Those who were rapists, they were free. Those who were drug addicts, I should say, they were free. Hallelujah. Because the blessing spills over. Blessing spills over. Hallelujah. Sometimes in this part of the world, we fear especially curse, because we believe so much in the passing on of curses, much more than the passing on of blessing. So we believe generational curses, and we can spend all our life and all our time trying to battle something that your ancestor and all that went through. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something today. I came to tell you that blessing is more powerful, is more generational than curse. Hallelujah. Otherwise, the devil is more powerful than God. But you and I know that the devil is God's creature, and he cannot compare. Wonderful. So if you see your brother sin a sin which is not unto death, you can intercede for the brother and tell God that, Lord, bless this life. And the Bible says that because blessing is more contagious than curse, the blessing will subsume the curse. It will overcome the curse and render the curse inoperative. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's powerful. Somebody who was in jail. His hands were bound, his feet were bound. There were soldiers keeping guard so that he doesn't run away. The power of God enters into that place. An earthquake shakes. And it is the blessing is not just for Paul and Silas. It is for all the people who were in jail. All of them, their hands, everything. God broke everything. Why? Because when the blessing of God is coming, it is so powerful that you cannot contain it alone. Those who are around you will also be beneficiaries of his power and of his blessing. Listen carefully. That is why in this life, if you know the Creator's power which is inside of you, and you get blessed, you know that the problems in your family, they are solved by the blessing that God has put upon your life. Then you know that the blessing, that power of God, that favor of God that has favored your life is not just for you alone, because it is much more that you cannot contain it alone. It affects your siblings, it affects everybody all around you. It affects your neighbors. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's powerful. Oh, what Creator's power we have. So when you have a breakthrough, or somebody gets a breakthrough, that spirit of the breakthrough is lingering around, ladies and gentlemen. Let me show you those who don't get it. Let me show you how you can get it. If you hear somebody has been favored in a certain way, or God's grace is upon somebody in a certain way, and you want to benefit, you want the thing to be contagious. The thing is contagious. You want it to spill over like the life of Jesus spilled over to raise people from death all around him after his resurrection. You want to receive it. Stop being jealous. Stop trying to push the person down. Because that favor of God, that blessing of God, is not for him alone. It is for his association. All those around him, his family, everybody, you will see that God doesn't just lift one person. I keep telling you that God doesn't bless one person alone and leave all the others kapuapue. God doesn't just pick one person, anoint that person, and leave all others unanointed. God doesn't do that. He blesses people. In fact, it is his will that everybody is blessed. It is his will that everybody is a prophet. I'm talking from Moses' point of view. It is his will that God speaks to everybody. It is his will that everybody is anointed, not one person. The reason why the anointing or the favor came upon one person is so that the thing will spill over to affect his association. That is why you don't have to put the people down. If you do that, then you don't know how the workings of God. Because he didn't go into the grave and then he didn't raise some people up and then he later comes to raise Jesus. No, he picks Jesus. Creator's power enters into the grave, lifts Jesus from the dead. And afterwards, the Bible says that all those who were many bodies of the saints in Jerusalem, they all rose up. They were all blessed. Because Creator's power is greater than dunamis power, than the power of miracles, raising people from the dead and all that. This power that is residing in you is more powerful. There is no point in us fighting one another. If we do that, then we do not know that gentleman's blessing, that gentleman in this church, that blessing is for me. It's for me. It will spill over to you. Hallelujah. If you know how to tap, and I've shown you, don't push people down. Don't be envious. And the power will flow over to you. It's wonderful. Now I'm going to say something. I'm going to say to you that the power that raised Jesus from death is now available to you. Ephesians 1, 19 to 20.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ephesians 1, 19 to 20. Ephesians 1, 19 to 20. The power of God that was made available to us after Jesus' resurrection is greater than the power of God that Jesus walked in before His resurrection. I'll say it again. The power that God made available to us after Jesus' resurrection is greater than the power of God that Jesus walked in before His resurrection. You remember Jesus Christ Himself said, when He resurrected, He said, "All power have been given unto me in heaven and on earth." This was after His resurrection. Before the resurrection, do you think that He had all power in heaven and on earth? No. Otherwise, He wouldn't have said that. He told the apostles that now that I have resurrected, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Before His resurrection, Jesus had power, but He didn't have all power in heaven and in earth. Isn't that simple enough? Could it be the reason why Jesus Christ says that I am going to the Father, and because I have resurrected, I am ascending to the Father, you will do greater works than I did whilst I was on earth? Could it be because the power that He had, raising the dead, doing all those miracles on earth, was lesser than the power that God gave to Him when He conquered the devil and He rose from death? Could it be the reason why He said, "All power has now been given to me, so go therefore and make disciples of all nations"? Isn't that powerful? Wow. Wow. So the power that you and I, oh, hallelujah. The power that you and I, we are walking in, it is that power after the resurrection. It is not the power that James and Peter and those people were casting out devils, and the 70 said that we saw the devil fall down like lightning. That power was lesser than the Creator's power, which is in you right now. Woo. All the miraculous power. That is why I am moving you from dunamis power, by which miracles are done, to Creator's power that lifted Jesus from the dead. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Because of time, I'm going to quote it to you, but just check it out. It says over there, "If the spirit of the one who raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, then he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also by his spirit quicken your mortal body by the power that dwells in you." Ladies and gentlemen, there is a certain power in us. Did I tell you to look at Ephesians 1? Let me show you where the Greek word kratos is used. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Apostle Paul is praying for the saints. He's praying for you and I. What is his prayer? His prayer is that our eyes will be open. The eyes of understanding, that we will gain understanding Into what? Verse 19. Into three things, really, in that prayer from 18, from 17 to 21. Three things that our eyes should be opened onto. The final one is verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power, underlying power, towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Please underline mighty power. You see, in that verse, there are two powers. You see two use of the word power. The first one is that we will know what? We will know the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. That second mighty power, the word that is translated there is kratos. It's more powerful than dunamis. Hallelujah. Says that let your eyes be open. The eyes of your understanding should be open to know the life that you have inside of you. That is more contagious, that your neighbors can be blessed wherever you are. You can cover your neighbors who are having nightmares by the Creator's power. Says that, Lord, open their eyes that they may know the exceeding greatness of your power to them, to believers, according to the working of your mighty power, the Kratos, which you worked in Christ. Please underline, worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead. God worked Kratos power in Christ when he rose from the dead. In other words, that power that hit the dead body of Jesus, God worked a certain mighty power. That is the way the English can translate it. Mighty power. In the Greek, it is kratos. It is a power that was introduced only at the resurrection, for the resurrection, and for the resurrected saints, you and I. That is why he says that open your eyes, that they will know the power that you worked in Christ when you raised him from death. Not when he was walking on this earth. When you raise him from dead, let your eyes be open to know that mighty power that Kratos. It only took place when Jesus Christ resurrected. All right, now let's end it in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If we know that God introduced a new power on earth, not when Jesus Christ was walking the earth, you know, before his death, but after his death. And our eyes should be open to know this Kratos power by which life is imparted. Even when you see your brother sin, a sin that is not unto death. Open our eyes to see. The Bible says it was worked in Christ when he rose from dead. And look at Romans 8:11. If the spirit of the one that raised up Christ from the dead. How did he raise up Christ from the dead? By Kratos power. If that spirit dwells in you, he is going to do what? Give life to your body. Ladies and gentlemen, all that you need here is that the Spirit of God must dwell in you. And the eyes of your understanding must be opened. Because when it is open to see the power that Jesus Christ had for his resurrection, which was bigger, power he had not seen on earth before, which is now made available to us, that our eyes should be open to see, then we are going to have our mortal bodies quickened. You may be sick in your body. Many times, believers want that, bring your head, and then they put your hands on your head. There is a place for that. But in the main, the way God wants to heal believers, listen very carefully to me. The way God wants to heal believers is not by the laying on of hands. It can happen. It can happen. But for believers whose eyes have been opened, that there is creator's power in them. Say that the Spirit of God will use creator's power. If that Spirit is in you, He is going to use the same creator's power to give life to your mortal body. So they will stone Apostle Paul. He will be lying there, and the saints will come. They will surround him, and then he will just rise up and go, because the Spirit of the Lord is in him. He will quicken his mortal body. Hallelujah. God wants to give life to our bodies all the time. You are tired, you are consumed all the time. God wants to quicken your strength. Wow. That is it. That becomes a wonder. You go one way feeling very, very sick, and then you wake up, you rise up. It's as if some strength has entered into you. Something supernatural has happened to you. Hallelujah. That is what I do all the time. I tell Holy Spirit, if you are in me, give life to this body. The doctor says this and this and this and that. Give life to my body. And because he's in me, he will just be moving and giving life to our bodies. Hallelujah. That is one powerful way he wants to heal believers. The other way is by the Lord's Supper. By the Lord's Supper. Those are the primary ways God heals believers. Check all those that hands were laid upon in Acts of the Apostles. Ask whether they were believers, pure unbelievers. Go out there, preach. When you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. It's talking about ministry to the lost. But to us, when we come together like this, you are not well. You come to church. You are just sitting there. The saints have surrounded you. You just get up and you go. Nobody prayed for you. Apostle Paul had been stoned. He was left dead. The saints surrounded him. He just got up. Said, bye-bye. I'm going. Creator's power. That God will open our eyes. That we will know the exceeding greatness of his power towards believers. That power that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, that same power is inside you and I, and that power is more contagious. That is why, as a believer, if you are aware of this power of God in you, you can walk to anywhere and life will be taking place. You are not aware. They will tell you, when you are there, things are different. Yeah, it's true. My people tell that to me all the time. I'm talking about in the world. Sometimes they don't want me to. They say, when I am there, things are different. Because there is a difficulty. I say, you handle it. I'm just there. And they turn back and say, ha! How come when you came, this thing has solved? There is creator's power. It is a spillover power. It is not enough to raise Jesus from the dead. It raises up all those other saints who are dead. It is not just Paul and Silas whose thoughts are going to be free. All those who have sinned, all the murderers, all the rapists, all of them, God will set them free. Because once you get there, creator's power spills over, and it is more powerful than death. Hallelujah. May God open our eyes that we will know the power that is at work in us. As believers, when we come among ourselves, you leave church healed. You came sick. Nobody called you and laid hands upon you. But I believe God. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me. As I sit here, anytime the singers are singing, people are preaching, I am praying on my lips all the time. because I am saying to myself, Lord, I am releasing your Creator's power. Let it affect the singers. As I'm always praying for you. I am always praying. The preacher, I am always praying. I'm not just sitting there. I came to receive. No, I came to release the power of God that is at work inside of us. Imagine that all of us, we are releasing power in that place. When we surround the sick without uttering a word, they will feel strong. They will get up and they will walk away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It works. It works all the time. It works all the time. And sometimes we get too traditional. Break your head. Once he didn't break your head, this guy, he doesn't have any power of God. You don't know what you are talking about. Hallelujah. Because you are, you see, people are stuck with dunamis. Today I've introduced you to Kratos, the mighty power of God, which Jesus didn't have whilst he was raising the dead and working miracles on this earth and laying hands on people. Creator's power. If the Holy Ghost is around, he will do it. He will quicken it. Because it spills over all the time. Hallelujah. God bless us.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.